sing about the name of Jesus, and I pray that it will remind all of us of who he is to us. Amen. Jesus, you're the sweetest name of all. Oh, Jesus, you always hear me. Pick me up each time I fall. You're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, you're the sweetest name of all. Oh, Jesus, you always hear me when I call. Pick me up each time I fall. You're the sweetest name of all. And Jesus, how I love to praise your name. Oh, Jesus, you're still the first, the last, and the same. Oh, Jesus, died and took away my shame. You're the sweetest name of all. And Jesus, you're the soon and coming King. Oh, Jesus, we need the love that you can bring. Oh, Jesus, our voices up and sing. You're the sweetest, you're the sweetest thing of all. Oh, Jesus, how I love to praise your name. Oh, Jesus, you're still the first, the last, and the same. And took away my sin. You're the sweetest, you're the sweetest thing of all. Jesus, you're the sin and coming King. Oh, Jesus, Lord, we need the love only you can bring. Our voices up and sing. You're the sweetest, you're the sweetest name of all. Jesus, you're the sweetest name of all. Oh, Jesus, you always hear me when I call. Oh, Jesus, pick me up each time I fall. You're the sweetest name of all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Fill our cup, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Meet our needs, Lord. Let no one live here the same as he or she came here tonight. We came, Lord, that you speak to our hearts, that you bless us, that we receive from you in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you. We worship you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Just begin to speak in tongues for a while. He that speaketh an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. However, in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Today we are having our stirrings. And if you can't believe in, even before I spoke, God had already done it in your life. Whatever you came believing for, whatever before he came, Bible said before you even speak, he has already answered. So your actions by just coming means that you are serious. Hallelujah. Yeah. So God has already answered your prayers for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you are not living the same as you came in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 40:31 says that they that wait upon the Lord, see, they that wait upon the Lord, they that what linger around. What other definition can you give to me? They that loiter, those that move around, They that stay around, hang around, wait. Do you get it? Loiter. It means that it's as if you don't have anything to do. You are just staying. You are just sitting down. You just finished close from service. You just waited, chatted, had some sausages, and then had some chats, and you waited. You see, you are waiting on God for this evening, lingering. The Bible said that you shall renew your strength. Which means that by just waiting, you get it, around, new strength has come into you. And say, you shall mount up with wings as eagles. You see, some of you have been trying to fly in your business. You have had to fly in certain things. You have done, you are not flying. But tonight you are mounting up with wings. You shall run and you shall not be weary. You run like you are from Kenya. Marathon, and you are still running as if you are running 100 meters. And they shall walk and not faint. You will never faint. Because you are prepared to linger around. Just stay around. Stay around in the presence. You know, sometimes when you are around, many times in those days, when we are at the Kodesh, we are around, we'll be sitting down, Bishop will just be passing. And I remember he always used this thing, you are blessed, not today that he started. He would just stretch and say, you are blessed. And you go, you are blessed. And you go, today we have lived to see the blessings. Do you get it? That you are blessed. That he said before he goes, he says to those who were around and were lingering, hallelujah. So you are blessed, all of you, for staying around. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Today we're preaching about the fact that you should believe that God has given you supernatural help. That gives you an advantage. Do you get it? Supernatural help. If you are spiritual, you see, we must be spiritual. And if you are spiritual, it means God has given us supernatural help. That gives us supernatural advantage. And we need to use it. Amen. The Bible says that, but the manifestation of the Spirit, if you are spiritual, you have to believe in all these things. For your help and for your good. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Do you get it? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the manifestations of the Spirit is for our profit. Do you get it? It's for our profit. So when you allow it to operate, you will profit. If you know about it, you will profit. If you believe in it, you will profit. Hallelujah. Then he lists the manifestations of the Spirit. Say, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when you talk about the gift, I mean, for this particular one, group them into three. We have the vocal gifts, which is the ones that is like you speak prophetic tongues and interpretation of tongues. Do you get it? Then we have the power gift. We have the power gift. That is gift of healing, gift of faith, and gift of miracles. Hallelujah. And then we have the revelational gifts. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits for this ones. Hallelujah. Amen. And all this power gift, vocal gift, and revelational gift are given to us to help us to live as spiritual beings. Do you get it? Which means that if you are going to a place, you need direction. You need advice. Do you get it? Your direction can come from this. Your advice can come from this. So that people will be looking at the same thing. But you will see a different thing because something shall be revealed to you and it will come to help you So which are these gifts that are listed here? Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith by the same Spirit, gift of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues are given to help us succeed. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see that tongues are very powerful. We have the tongue as a prayer language. And we have the tongue as prophetic language, which is a gift. Do you get it? But however it is, the more you speak in tongues, the more you are operating and believing that you are spiritual. And that you believe in the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. God, tongue is a spiritual thing. How many of you know that tongue is a spiritual thing? To speak in tongues. For 2 hours. 2 hours is a spiritual thing. Hallelujah. So, these are gifts that God has given to us to help us as spirituals. If you are not a spiritual person, you don't believe in the spirit, these things will mean nothing to you. And I'll give you examples to show that these things will mean nothing to you. If you are not a spiritual person, it will mean nothing to you. Now let's turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 27. Just to go into practicals of what we are talking about. Acts chapter 27, verse 1 following. The Bible says that, let's read from verse 9. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage would be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, and also of our lives. So Paul was speaking by revelation, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. You get it? So there is now the Spirit of God manifesting to a spiritual person about a journey they were about to undertake, about a marriage they are about to marry, about a job they are about to do, a decision they are about to take. You see? And then suddenly, the manifestation of the Spirit has started. And how do you say? He said, I perceive. Do you get it? Suddenly, there's a word of wisdom. There's insight. I perceive. You get it? From a spiritual person who is talking to. But listen, nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Hallelujah. That is why we say that a natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. You can't. Maybe it's a natural man can be a Christian who is natural. But this one is even an unbeliever. But Christians can also be natural. The man is telling you that you are about to do something. But there is something he's feeling. God has revealed something to him about the thing. But
naturally and normally. You get it? The centurion who was in charge of the prisoners in the, on the ship would believe the captain. Why would he believe the captain? Verse 12. And because the heaven was not commodious to winter in, and the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenix and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and the northwest. And then, and when the south wind blew softly, when the natural events were contrary to the advice the Spirit was given. For you to be a human being, you can see with your eyes that what the person is saying is not the same, or it doesn't make sense if you compare to what is happening. It doesn't correspond to the things happening around you. You get it? See, the wind blew softly. The guy spoke softly. The woman's life is so nice. Everything about the business proposition is so conducive and nice. Attractive. Do you get it? Blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose. Losing thence, they set sail. They sailed close by Crete. Hallelujah. But Paul, by revelation, as a spiritual person, he had no training in navigation. Maritime University is just here. But all of them knew that Paul never attended Maritime University. And the captain of the ship, who has studied oceanography and has studied the study of the weather, how do you call it? He has done geography, he has done meteorology. Before he set sail, he has called a metro station. They have looked on apps, they have given all the weather forecasts. And he knew that if the wind and the weather is like this, it means that nothing is wrong. We can set sail. Do you get it? But Paul was not working or talking as a natural being. You see, God advises us as spiritual people. And when God is advising us, we don't need to look around us to see whether what God is saying, what we are hearing, is, you know, comparable with what is happening around us. That's the Bible says, we don't walk by sight. Because one of the gifts of the Spirit is faith. We don't walk by what? Sight. So you even need faith to believe in, when somebody say, I perceive. I sense in my spirit. You get it? And if you are a Christian, you must sense things in your spirit. I mean, ever since you became a Christian, you have not developed your spiritual antenna to sense anything, to smell anything, to see anything. You are just walking to and fro. Hey! Too dull. You should be able to sense. You should be able to know that today is not normal. I don't feel like sleeping. And the sleep that is not coming is not as a result of maybe headache or something. It's as a result of something I should pray about. Sense something. Use your spirit. He says, strong meat are for those who by reason of use has trained their members to distinguish between what is good and what is evil. You see, you must be able to train your spirit to know that that here I can go, here I cannot go. Here I can preach, here I cannot preach. The choir should sing, the choir shouldn't sing. You must be able to be sensitive. This person should sing, this person shouldn't sing. Simple. You must be able to train your spirit and know that, look, God has given you all these things for your good. Every day, one direction, you must go to send that, today, I feel that. And you always say something says. You even like, if you like, you say something says. But the spirit that is telling you. Paul says that says, I perceive. Brother, I perceive. Sister, I perceive. Businessman. One day, I was advising somebody. When I was advising, the person asked me a question. When he answered the question, I said, look, I can't answer you. I said, I don't have an answer for what you're asking me to do. What I'm telling you is a spiritual thing. I just feel like telling you. So I didn't think about all the questions you are asking me. And I don't have answers to it. I just wanted to tell you that. That's all. Because that's how what I felt. And I told him, if you do it, it is going to make you very prosperous. That's all that I told him. I said, if you do it, you see that you begin to enjoy life. But when he asked me that question, I didn't know her. Not that even if I knew how to answer, I told him, look, I don't have any idea. I didn't come and tell you because I thought about it. We're just sitting talking. And it occurred to me to tell you. And you're asking me questions about it. Hey. Natural man. You know, sometimes we can all become spirit and natural, spirit and natural. Even sometimes in church, you can be spirit and natural within one day. Peter can just say, you are the son of God. Then the next time, Jesus will rebuke the same person. Get thee behind me, Satan. Hey! This is how it is. Say, I perceive. Hallelujah. I feel. So he was using the spiritual gifts. The gift of the spirit, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Do you get it? To know that something, and mostly, see, you know, he just said, I perceive that this. He couldn't tell them where, when, how. But say, I perceive that something bad is going to happen with this journey. Something bad is going to happen with this marriage. Something bad is going to happen with this business you are going to cut. Business. Do you get it? But often, and this centurion could represent a Christian who is carnal. Are you here with me? Could represent a Christian who is carnal. He said, he believed the master and the owner of the ship. I mean, if you come to church and you hear a word, do you get it? Instead of believing, you believe something else. You see, you believe something else. I remember very well one day when this marriage was just about to break and I was talking to them and I told one of the couples that, look, this thing that I'm telling you, if you go and tell any elderly person or any sensible person, you will tell the person who gave you this advice is a very bad person. but you said that, you know, said the person is a bad person. He said this is a very bad advice. And that the person is not experienced. I told her that the person is a bad advice and the person is not experienced. Because traditionally, what I was talking to the person is not done. But I felt, when I was talking to her, that look, this is what must be done. You won't believe it. Exactly as I said that she shouldn't do, she went and discussed with an elderly, respectable, old person. Correct. Respectable, perfect person. And this Bible study type of. And the person told her exactly what I said, that it is not a good thing. Traditionally, it is not done. And so she did not obey what I said. And then eventually, the marriage is almost broken. I mean, unless something else happens. Miracles do happen. Do you get it? Miracles do happen. So one day I told her, I said, you remember what I said? I told you that this thing, I don't know why. See, just take it from me as your prophet and do it. But you didn't listen to me. And you went to discuss with another Bible study. Correcto perfecto. And look at where, if she had a way, she would reverse everything. But sometimes it's too late. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship. You see, he believed common sense. He believed common sense. And you know, some of the things is common sense. And are we not the same who say that the mind is a miracle? So use your mind, isn't it? But common sense is too common for supernatural things. You said it. When you want uncommon things, then you don't use common sense. Then when you use supernatural sense. So common sense said, believe. Because the man talking to you, what experience does he have? What experience does he have? What school has he attended? What has he even sailed a ship before? For him to tell you what he's telling you, but you don't know that the person is talking about the God who made the heavens and the earth, who knows the beginning from the end, who has all the facts. The person is speaking like that. You get it? So believe, beloved, believe it. When God is speaking to your heart. I'm not even only saying when somebody is saying thou said the spirit, but when you yourself, you perceive. When it's working, believe it. Many, many times, it has worked. Hallelujah. Sometimes I have behaved like the centurion, and I have believed the captain, and the owner of the ship. Which owner of a ship will not want to sail and make his money? Because the more he stays there, the more he's going to lose money. So even that's one reason I shouldn't believe him. Yeah. The brother wants to marry you. You see, if a brother wants to marry you, do you get it? And let's say a pastor is married already and is not interested in you, do you get it? And is counseling you. You should ask yourself, which one's counsel should I take? Because this one wants something from me. And this one doesn't need anything from me. So immediately, that alone, that one is common, at least the common sense level. Common sense level. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Amen. But the Bible said they didn't listen to him. And many of you haven't listened to God. You haven't listened to God. There was a time you were moving somewhere. God was telling you, pass here. That's the time you were going to meet that guy. God was saying that, go to this office and give your application. And you told yourself, you considered everything. So, this place, I don't think they will take me. That's the time you miss your job. That's how you miss your job. Hey, God is always talking to us. He's always, every day, telling us what to do. You have never enjoyed marriage before. Marriage has become some way. Meanwhile, God said something some time ago. If only you heard it. Even you heard it, but you didn't really believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Bible says that, and when the south wind blew softly. Well, you see, sometimes things are so calm, but underneath, it's when you see the Atlantic Ocean like that, the current. Even when you go to this estuary, you know, this aqua safari, this river bodies that is there and things. Look, There are some places that the current that is under, if you go there, you see the thing calm like this on the surface, but the under, you can't see. Because you see, even as we are sitting here right now, there are a lot of things happening here that even naturally, your eye cannot see. Do you get it? But if somebody takes a microscope to come and look on your skin right now, and the person is trained, he will see some gems. If somebody takes a stethoscope right now to come and put it on your side, the person will begin to hear things that you never know they are to your untrained eye. If human beings can use microscopes and stethoscopes and things to catch gems, what about the Spirit of God? What about the Spirit of God? I perceive, and they didn't listen to him. Hey! See, anytime God speaks to you, you don't listen, it goes to your head. You lose something. But tonight, I believe that we become spiritually sensitive. Amen. Many things that you feel that BB catch them, something, so the Spirit is drawing your attention to something. The Spirit is drawing your attention to something. Hallelujah. And I believe I'm talking to somebody tonight. Sometimes it's by dreams. Sometimes it's by vision. Sometimes you'll be sleeping and suddenly your eyes will just open. Bam! You don't know what's happening. I remember last 3 or 4 days, just recently, 2, 3, 4 days, I was sleeping. And you know, sometimes there are certain times when you're going to sleep, you don't expect to wake up at a certain time. You yourself, you know how you have planned to sleep. and what you have done for the sleep to come. So I slept around a certain time. My eyes just opened. Bang! He says, I won't sleep. Hey! And I felt that no, this thing is not normal. And then I didn't even know what to pray for or how to. I mean, I was so tired. Then I said, okay, I will pray in tongues. So I started praying in tongues. You won't believe it. Rather, when I started praying in tongues, I was almost like wanted to fall asleep again. Then I said, no. Ah, the person that I couldn't sleep. Now that I'm starting to pray in tongues, the sleep is coming. So I decided that I will do an activity. So I started going up and down to do something. So I will take this thing here and come all to keep awake and keep praying in tongues. And I told myself that there's a reason why I'm praying these tongues. There's a reason. And then I sent a text to some people who joined me in prayer. I think that one, I did it 2 days earlier. I sent a text to them that, look, I don't have a good feeling. I mean, it was about the construction we're doing. I don't have a good feeling about something. So I called one person, said she's at work, so she can't pray. So I called her and said, oh, today I'm free. So I said, okay, you know what? Pray about the construction, about what is happening. And then, of all days, our contractor who goes there to do the work, he is also a pastor. So I told her, before you start work today, call everybody and pray with them. How many of you were there? Did he do that? Yes. He did it. Yes. See, I told him that call everybody and pray with them. Now when I gave him that instruction, my mind was on the fact that a big crane was coming to lift up the trusses. You know that the span of the place is 35 meters. Do you get it? Hussein Bolt, he runs for 100 meters. Do you get it? So if you want to see 35 meters, do you get it? Divide it. Even 3, it will be more than that. But you just divide by 3, you see how long it is. So a crane is coming to lift a big truss made of steel. Angle iron 120 by 120, big ones, to lift it like that. Okay, 4.5 tons. Okay, all these people know about it. So I said, pray about it. So my mind was on that. But I felt like I should pray. So I was trying to see why. So that morning he prayed. Then that was 2 days after that I couldn't sleep and I prayed. Then somebody sent, I'm on a certain chat. Then somebody sent a message on the chat that somebody had a vision that one of our buildings have collapsed. So we should pray. Do you get it? So we all prayed. But still, there was something in my spirit. Would you believe that I was there and I had a message that a spirit had entered into somebody in the night after they put the truss up there in the sky? The crane has carried the truss up there in the somebody went there, decided to climb a ladder that they left there, go to the apex of the truss, and decided that he wants to jump and die. So the person sent a text to his friends that with a selfie of himself sitting on top of, I think he's like Superman. Okay. Sitting on top of the truss. Do you get it? That this is where I'm sitting now, and I feel like throwing myself down. Can you believe it? And then the person was with people around that time. But nobody knew. But somebody who was somewhere else got to know. Not even in somewhere, got to know. And then called somebody and woke up somebody. That's about seven chains. Before they went and started talking to the person on top of this at 8 p.m. No, dark. There's light there, but that place is dark. 8 p.m. That I want to jump. I feel like jumping. I mean, how many of you will feel like going to stand here and jump to the car park? What do you think will be going on? What do you think will be wrong with you? So, immediately, and then by the grace of God, they managed to talk him to calm down. Do you get it? Immediately, and then when I saw it, I said, wow, this is why I couldn't sleep. This is why I called these people that pray. I called the first person, I'm at work. I said, no, this person, you are not awake. Stop everything and pray. I feel that something bad is about to happen. Like, can you imagine? It will be news all over. And that even that is our, that's what we use to bring the money and the souls to the church. We have to spill blood before. Do you get it? So don't joke with, you see, don't think that, oh, it's just that I don't, it's me that I don't want to sleep. It's not you that you don't want to sleep. It's the Spirit of God who is waking you up and say that, pray! Especially if you don't know what to pray about and you just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Hallelujah. And I tell you, somebody, God is delivering you from a calamity in Jesus' name. And then the Bible says, but not long after, there arose against them a tempestuous wind called Eurocladen. Recently, we had Hurricane Aquile in Ghana. All our ceiling came off. Remember Tema? And the tree broke and fell on our electric wire. That's Hurricane Aquile. That was 2 miles per hour. 2 miles per hour. And no crown, we came to what you are saying. Our ceiling came down. We have, it has been repaired. I hope we have pictures to show you. And then the tree broke and fell on this thing. You get it? But nothing showed that anything like that was going to happen. But not long after. Not long after. Called Euro Gryden. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. That means that now we couldn't do anything. So the ship is just blowing with the wind. At the mercy of the wind. May your life never be at the mercy of the elements, at the mercy of the wind and anything. May your life be directional. In the name of Jesus. Just blowing like that. We let her drive. And running under. You see, all this because they did not become spiritual. Instead of listening to spiritual thing and becoming spiritual, they were so natural, they listened to the carnal one. And so listen to what is happening. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. We had to force. Which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strake and sail, and so were driven. If these people have had Paul in Titanic, they would not ever have listened to Paul. And so if Paul was in Titanic, he would have told them, "Sirs, I perceive that this journey is going to end up in loss of lives." And you know, one of the statements the captain of Titanic made was that this ship, not even God can sink this ship. They did the ship in such a way, said not even God. So can you imagine if Paul was on this ship, or if you were on that ship, and you told them, "I perceive," and you even told your wife that, "Charlie, the ticket, let's take it and sell it," your wife will say, "Hey, you see, every day don't go out, this small out you want to go with me, because of this construction, because of this you don't want to go, you are giving excuses and all. Look at all these people, look at the captain, everybody is on board, why would you say this?" And the church people say, "Why are you saying that? Are you better than them? You just don't want to go. You just don't want to be with us. You men. You don't want just to be in. You don't want to go. Hey! These pastors who have come. We hear there's some pastor on the lower arches of the ship. He is saying that the ship is going to sink. Look, bring that guy and let us take you. Give his money back to him. Give his money back to him to go. This crazy man." Then they will ask him, "Do you know the coordinates of the sea? Do you know the latitude and the longitude? Longitudinal and latitudinal. Did you know all this thing? Do you know how the ocean shared?" He'll be very sad that he even dreamt. He'll be sad that he even dreamt. But you see, because there was no one to perceive for them, look at what happened to them. But you always have your prophet perceiving for you. But you don't take his word. Hallelujah. You always have your prophet perceiving for you. Last Tuesday when I came, I perceived for you. I told you that, look, God told me about the work, the body, and why problems come. I perceived for you, but I'm sure you will choose to listen to something rather than what I'm saying. Amen. So, look at all these problems. You shouldn't have gone through this problem. You shouldn't have gone through all these problems. Amen.
Amen.
And then what happened? Verse 19. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. I'm just telling you the problems that happen if you don't listen to God. Issues. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But I thought that the captain said everything was okay. He had a plan B. He had lifeboats. If you move tomorrow, because the winter is coming, we can just make a fast move to this island. When you get this island, we anchor. Then if the wind, even the winter comes here, then you see, you make some calculations in your mind. And you render to non-effect all the directions God gives to you. All the directions God gives to you. Wow. All hope was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, thank God for the prophets. Hallelujah. And said, says, you should have hearkened unto me. Why wait till you hear this? Why do you want to be among those who always hear this? That you should have listened to me. This you should have listened to me. Your grandmother told your grandfather. Your grandfather, father gave to your grandfather. You also heard this. And now your turn to has come. And you're also hearing the same thing. That you should have listened to me. Says, you should have hearkened unto me. And not have loosed from Crete. And not have done that thing. Not have started that business. Not have started that work. And to have gained this harm. And now, I exhort you to be of good cheer. Wow. Now, I exhort you to be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. This is another revelation. You get it? Now, God has come with another word. Okay, what is going to happen now is that it will happen, but nobody will die. But the thing there, it will happen. That's how sometimes you see, when you pray, we pray for strength. Because you know that that thing will happen. You know that that problem will come. So there's a way even to pray for that problem. You can to be exempted from death or to be kept in a certain way for some extraordinary or supernatural strength to come. Are you hear what I'm saying? He said that there shall be no loss of life. Why did he say there shall be no loss of life? For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Hey! May the angel of the Lord stand by you by night and speak directional messages to your life in the name of Jesus. Who told you there are no jobs in Ghana? Who told you there are no men to marry? Who told you there are no lands to buy? Who told you there is no money? You only need one word from the angel by night and say, sir, mister, tonight, listen, walk here, pass here, choose here. Hey! One word. Just a dream. Just a dream. He said, for the angel of the Lord stood by me this night. This night. Angel. This night and told me. Told me that, look, when you are writing the letter, send it here. Or maybe you say, write the letter and send the application. When you wake up in the morning, pass here. And he believed it too. You, when you wake up and you have got such a dream, you just wake up and say, hey, I said, Mimusama in embrace. I said, Mimusama in energy. I saw a ghost in the night tell me some things. Hey, with boldness. Hallelujah. saying, "Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that shall say with thee." So because of Paul. "Wherefore says, be of good cheer. For I believe in God that it shall be even as it was told me." Hallelujah. "Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island." Oh. Hey. "How be it, we must." It means that in spite of the fact that God has still come in, we should still suffer small for us watching. Some of us, you see, God is still working, but because of some disobedience, he still just wants you to see it small. This small one, brother, you are crying. Hallelujah. So you see that spiritual people, we must believe in spiritual things. We must believe that the spirit that is in us directs us. Sometimes you feel that go here, you feel don't go. Believe it. Work as spiritual. Do you get it? Work as spiritual. If when in doubt, just check it with the word. Do you get it? And flow. Let's have faith. It will work. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at another example. We can close and go home. And go and have our dreams and have our visions and listen to the voice of God for some breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Nobody after whatever mistake you have done tonight, God is telling me that you shall not lose that thing. Even though you may suffer small, but you don't lose that thing in Jesus' name. Even the suffering, he will give you strength to go through it. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Verse 16 to 19. "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer." And Bishop Mousy says something very powerful. He says that when people gather before God, even everybody wants to go to a state, even Satan too wants to go some. And you, Christian, rather, you don't want to go. When they say gathering service, even Satan, when he heard that the sons of God had gathered, he attended that meeting. And you are worse. Just say, oh, when he said that, I said, this is very true. We always say the thing in a certain way. But today I really realize that it's another powerful window. So anybody who doesn't come for any kind of gathering service, that even Satan wants to come. There your one there is wow. Hey. So it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us. Now you have the advantage of getting to know what was happening. You see, met us, which brought her masters much gain by her soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who show unto us the way of salvation." Now, is this not a good thing? That you have gone to a place to go and preach. And then somebody who is known in the area is saying that these are the guys who are sent by God to come and do wonders in our community. She is the one who is speaking. Let it be without any adverts. There's one local person in the community who is talking about us. So the whole town has heard of us because she was popular. She was popular. You see, you need to be spiritual. You have to know spiritual things by spiritual things. You get it? You need to understand that how to interpret things, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Do you get it? You need to be able to compare spiritual with spiritual and know that this thing, even though the person is saying the right things, doing the right things, you see, you could feel, you know, it's not from God. And how would you know if you are not spiritual? Demons will fill your office. Witches and wizards will be your directors. Hey. Bible says, and this did she many days. So it wasn't one day. For many days, she was talking about Paul and the work of God and how the pastor is a good preacher and how the pastor can preach. Many days she was doing it. But listen, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, he grieved me that there was something in him that was not right. Do you get it? You know, sometimes you can meet people and everything is nice. Everything they are saying is true. Everything you want to see about a person is there. Everything you want to hear is you are hearing. But you can still feel that something doesn't gel. Something is not right. It's not clear. And you don't know what it is, because if you consider the soft wind blowing, soft, you will not think of anything. I say, why? No, this, look, how? Oh, what? What do you mean? Even if somebody came to say, what? You want to spoil somebody's character? This, that. But there was something that Paul realized, that this man is preaching the gospel. This woman is preaching the gospel. This person is doing it. But there is something. And Christians, you need to know. You see, you need to develop your spirit to know that, look, all the sweet talks are coming, but something in you is rejecting something. And when it happens like that, you need to begin to sit up. You need to begin to sit up. Yeah. Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus, come out of her. Tonight we command every contrary spirit, every demonic spirit, every spirit that is here against your life, we bind it and command it, come out of you in the name of Jesus. Come out of your marriage. Come out of your home. In Jesus' name. Wow. And it came out that same hour. We are spiritual people. We should even believe God to know where to go and where not to go. Directions. Somebody was saying that he was standing by the gas explosion. He was just standing there. And then he just felt within himself that he should just move. You just move. This after the Give Thyself Holy, GTW. Yes. Saturday. After that time, he said he met an old friend, so they were just chatting. They were just chatting, and then he just felt like he should move away from there. When he moved, not long after, he just looked at his back and he saw him. Where he was standing. First love people, they had all gone for visitation, but somehow they never went close to any of those places. Somehow, see, God has a way of leading his people away from some kind of problems, and may God direct you. You see, somebody here, you see, just as people go and dig for gold and oil and explore, but they go with machines and everything. You are flying in your business, flying in your marriage with the Holy Ghost exploration, equipment that will make you see business where real money is, real gold is, real business is, where no one will think that any good thing will come from. But by the directions of the Holy Spirit, you find yourself doing that thing, and that will be the beginning of mega breakthrough in your life. In the name of Jesus. And where you are about to make a mistake, may you not hear this word that you should have. You should have. You should have. Father, cancel every "we should have" from our lives. And rather, may we say that because we listen to God, this is what would have happened, but it didn't happen. In the name of Jesus. Lord, may angels direct people. Because there's nobody standing here whose blessing is not just a few rich, just a hand rich by that person. Whatever the blessing the person is looking for, it's just a hand arm stretch away. Lord, just the direction of the Holy Spirit. Activate this word of wisdom. Activate this word of knowledge. Activate, oh God, this discerning of spirit. And then God, activate the workings of miracles. The spirit of faith. Activate all of them in our lives. Tear them up in our lives, oh God. And may we walk by your spirit, where we know that going here would mean this by the spirit. And then we shall have the strength to hear by your spirit. We thank you. Activate it, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do it for your servant. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. So many things. So many things. But just one vision, one dream, one word, just a change in direction will turn everything around. What was deemed to be almost impossible, also all hope was lost. What was deemed to be almost impossible, just by that one dream, just by that one revelation, your children will be delivered and shall see good. There is goodness where you are. There is blessings what you are doing. Somebody is doing some work here. There's a lot of blessings in that thing. A lot of blessings in that thing. And may God just give you one word, one dream, one vision that you believe and walk by faith in it. And you are just going to shoot up like a rocket in your dealings, in your financial dealings and everything. In the name of Jesus. Just begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Angel of the Lord, we thank you. Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Let us know where to go, who to employ, who to do business with, who to work with, who to give money to. All those things, Lord, we know that you know it. Every day you speak to us, Lord. Now we are asking that our spiritual antennas may go up, Lord. We can hear you and we can follow you in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, thank you for changing that business. Thank you for changing that life. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody asked the Lord, tells you, go and start a church. Even just starting the church is a powerful direction for your life. You never know that this is the beginning, 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 beginning. Go and win a soul. Go. Bible said, talk to this person about Jesus. That day alone, you felt so strongly to witness to that person. Don't just overlook it. It is God talking to you. Just do it. Just do it. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Day by day, you are talking to us. You are directing us. You are teaching us to prosper. You are leading us to make it. But we don't see the Lord from today. May we see, may we hear clearly, may we see clearly in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh Lord. If only we had listened to you. If only we had listened to you. If only we had listened to you. But we considered so many things and believed those. We forgot that we were not natural people and we were not carnal people. We forgot that we are spiritual people and that you deal with us also spiritually. And we did things, went ways. Thank you. People with revelational gifts in our midst. Some of you are receiving revelational gifts which will make you see things, discern spirits, know different kinds of spirits, discern, which will make you know somebody will be talking to you, and as the person is talking, your eyes will be to see the reasons. The real reason behind what a person is saying. Like Jesus did, he didn't commit himself to God, but he knew, he could see what was already there in the people. It's being stirred up. There's a stirring up of the gifts of the Spirit in this place tonight. This is why this stirring came on this evening. Stirring up of the gifts of the Spirit to work. Spirit has started receiving life. Your spirit has been dull for so long, but life is coming into your spirit to see things. Open my eyes to see. Holy Spirit, do it again. Do it again that we shall see what as God sees, we shall see as God sees. Out of your belly shall flow, but especially in visions and in dreams, Lord, clear one to your children and to your people, directional words coming to you. Many of you have come to church and God by his word has given you directions, and you knew that you were the one God was speaking to, but you considered many things and you lost it. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Thank you. Father, as we prepare to take of your table, as we prepare to partake of the Lord's table, Lord, even much more than any other time, we discern that it is your body and it is your blood you are coming to be partakers of. We discern that this is a hallowed thing. This is a very heavy spiritual thing. And Lord, we are taking this, with a belief, Lord, that is going to quicken our bodies. He's going to give us life. He's going to stir up our spirits unto the things of God. We are going to be alive to the movement and the teachings of the Spirit and the leadings of the Spirit. Father, if there's anything in our lives that will make this blessing turn into a curse in our lives, forgive us, wash us, and remove it from our lives, that Lord, we shall be blessed by what we are partaking of. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise, we give you thanks, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's take our seats and partake of the communion. We are going to share the communion. Seemingly simple thing is powerful. Powerful. You know, sometimes you can be sick in any part of body, some part, and you will not know. You will not know. Even tests and whatever may not be able to reveal it. But there is a God who knows everything. This is so powerful that it affects all those things. Works all those things in the name of Jesus, and then blesses you as well, blesses your body, blesses your life in the name of Jesus. If you have your blesses your body, blesses everything. Thank you, Holy Father. Be spiritual and believe. You will see that your life will just begin to change and not make sense. It will not make sense. The way your life will go, it will not make sense. Your blessing will be so supernatural and so wild that it will not make any sense to anybody. They will only attribute it to miracles and to God. Hallelujah. They will only attribute to miracles and to God. Oh. Anytime I preach and see somebody shedding tears, I know that something has happened to the person. God told me some time ago.
Yeah.
So believe it, sister. God has touched you in a special way. God has touched you in a special way. You see that some people's eyes are very dry. Yours is wet. It's not normal. It's not natural. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted at all. Wow. We thank you, Lord. As soon as we pray over this bread in my hand, it is no longer
bread. Am I talking to spiritual people? Do you believe? It now becomes the body of Jesus that has the power to do things in your life. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to partake of your body. Thank you, Lord. Bless it. As we receive it as your body that's broken for us in Jesus' name. Your heart is going to be affected by this. Amen. As you take it. Every part of your body will be affected by this. And then spiritual bread will come to you in Jesus' name. Amen. His body, the body of Jesus. If you want to make your blessing to make sense, then do sensible things. But if you want your blessings not to make sense, then believe in supernatural things. But for what I know about our God, He often doesn't make human sense. No. He usually doesn't do that. If you want to take people out of bondage, there is a motorway and there's a sea. Which direction will you have to take them through? Is it not the motorway? Why do you lead them towards a place that there is a sea? And you know they are old, they don't have cars, they don't, but that's where you decided to lead them. And if you were part of those who were being led, you could have said, our leader has lost it and rebelled. But they didn't know that he doesn't need ships to cross a sea. What he needs is faith, and people have faith to follow his voice. And then the rest belongs to him. So it doesn't make sense. But he's a very sensible God. He is the sense. That's why he doesn't make sense. He's the sense. Hallelujah. This blood, when he speaks for you, nobody can annul it. Somebody was speaking against one of our pastors somewhere. And they thought they were speaking against it. They didn't know that something else speaks for her. You can say whatever you say. Today someone was telling me about things that have been written about him to corridors of power. And I said, don't worry. All those who have written these things about you, they will end up coming to you to apologize to you. And I said, that rather is going to strengthen your position. So don't worry. Hallelujah. Because this blood speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. It speaketh for you. It protects you. It delivers you. It covers you. And marks you against evil. And then marks you for attraction for God's blessings. And may every blessing in this blood. Are you spiritual?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for this blood, the blood of Jesus. Drink it. Wow. What a blessing. What a blessing we have received tonight to partake of the Lord's table, to eat of his flesh, and to drink of his blood. What a blessing. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory for tonight in Jesus' name.